It's 106.7 Light FM. Rich Kaminsky here with Mariah Carey. We're excited about it. Thanks for being on, Mariah.
Hey, Rich. How are you doing?
Good. I guess I should ask you first if you know any lullabies.
Of course.
Well, congratulations to you. You're going to be a mom.
Thank you.
We actually have that in common. I just became a parent myself.
Oh, congratulations.
So such a rewarding experience. Now, will you find out in advance if it's a girl or boy?
I don't know. I haven't yet.
You haven't figured that out yet, huh?
No, we don't know yet.
And I actually, we took our daughter to like a pumpkin patch and a hayride and all that. Are there things you're already looking forward to doing with your son or daughter?
Of course, I already do that by myself.
The pumpkin picking, the hayrides.
I'm very all about all that stuff. I mean, a person that does 2 Christmas albums, I don't think they're not going to do all the festive stuff.
Yeah, well, you're going to be putting on the red Santa suit again.
Yes, I actually put on the same. Did you see the cover artwork?
I have not yet, no.
Yeah, you got to see that. Hello, Rich. Talking. I would think you'd want to see the artwork. No, I did. I was so happy when I looked at like the behind the scenes of me doing the album cover for Merry Christmas to You, my new Christmas album. Thank goodness we did this a little while ago.
Yeah.
Because I wore the same, basically the same outfit as the first album cover, which was like a little Santa suit thing. We shot the cover way before I finished the album.
So you were wearing your Santa suit in the warmer weather.
In the warmer weather, but it's still, actually, I did the cover with David LaChapelle, one of my really good friends who's an amazing, amazing photographer, and he's very conceptual, like he has these incredible ideas, and so he's just awesome, and I was just really happy to be doing that with him. We wanted it to be like the part 2 of the first Christmas album, so the first Christmas album is like a lot of snow behind me. It was freezing cold, sitting there in the snow, and then this album is like the nighttime version of that, sort of more like in the city on a rooftop with all different Christmas elements, very stylized, really cute. But you put them, the two of them together, and it's like the sequel to the first.
Very cool. Well, it's Merry Christmas to You with the Roman numeral 2.
Yes.
We get that. It comes out tomorrow. And you wrote 4 of the songs.
Yes.
Including the first release, Oh Santa.
Yes, which I'm very happy to say, very thankful, is already number 1 on the holiday, Billboard holiday chart.
Yes.
And All I Want for Christmas is number 2.
Yes, and actually, what made you want to go back and tackle that song again and do it again?
Well, so many people have already kind of covered that song, which I did write, and a lot of people think it's an old song, like they don't realize that I actually wrote the song. So I was, you know, just thinking, if I'm going to do another Christmas album, I can re-record my own song, so why not? I'll just do an extra festive version of it, and that's what we did.
Great. Well, we know him, we love him. You worked with American Idol's Randy Jackson on this.
Of course, we all know him and love him. I've been working with Randy for so long that I forget how famous he is
Yeah.
and all that. And so, but you know, I think that the great thing about Randy is that he's always been this type of person. Like, he's always been this really kind of, I don't even know the word. He's got a great personality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why he's very talented, and people don't even realize how talented he is, but he's one of those people that you just love to be around, and you feel like you've known him your whole life. He's the same person that someone just asked me, like, has he changed? What do you think? And I have to say he's the same person he's always been. And he was really, really helpful to this process, making this album.
Well, you said you wrote 4 of the songs. Are writing Christmas songs somewhat different than writing non-holiday songs? Do you have to be in a festive mood? Or anything?
Well, I decorated my house, the studio, everywhere we worked. That was the other thing. I worked out of Randy's studio a lot of the time.
Yeah.
He knows. So he had every time I worked in a different person's studio, I'd be like, it's not like Randy's. Randy has it all decorated. Like, there's barely an inch of wall space that doesn't have lights on the wall.
Well, the first Christmas album sold somewhere like 12 million copies. I'm sure this one will be a huge success for you, too. And we're going to be enjoying the new CD all holiday season long and beyond.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to You with the Roman numeral 2 for like the sequel.
Yes.
Hit stores tomorrow. And I guess you'll be getting a lot of baby clothes for Christmas this year. So
that'll be nice.
Congratulations, Mariah. Thanks for being on Light FM, okay?
Thanks so much. And I do listen to Light FM because it starts playing Christmas music so early.
That's right.
It's the only one that goes with me. I'm like, go with me. We're in Christmas.
Well, thanks, Mariah. Have a great holiday with your family. And again, congrats and good luck with the child, okay?
Thanks. Congrats to you, too.